Test, test. Okay, I can hear myself.
Hello, hello. Yeah, it's fine.
Brandon.
Brian.
You and I are about to embark on a whole new podcast adventure for the North American Wood Acre Conservancy.
We are. It's very exciting.
The purpose of this is not an episode. This is a little bit of a teaser. This is a thing to send out just to, you know, keep the feed warm while we're waiting for the first episode to actually be produced.
This is the second trailer for the movie release.
Sort of, kind of, yeah, yeah. So the purpose the thing I wanted to do here is I wanted to introduce the audience to the show hosts. That's me and you, and essentially introduce them to you, because I've been on the podcast. I mean, I'm an old hand at this podcast thing.
But you've been around.
But you've not done it yet. You've not had a podcast or anything.
I've not.
But you have been on the radio.
I have been on the radio.
Tell me about your radio experience.
There is a little radio station where I live up north. I'm not going to say the city, but it's northern Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
It's basically like the little radio station that could. It's completely community run.
Right.
It's all volunteer based, and people make donations to keep it up and running. I'm a volunteer DJ there. And I've been doing it for a couple of years now.
That's really awesome. So you go in and you can play whatever you want.
I can play basically whatever I want.
So
yeah.
my first experience doing this kind of thing right here is me and my friend Steve would sit in front of my Emerson boombox and we would record, we would make radio shows and with music. So like he and I would be DJs and then we'd like play a song in front of the mic or something like that. So that, I mean, so.
And
like,
this was all on cassette, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, all on a cassette. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we'd listen back to our own shows and just laugh our heads off. So what you're, I mean, this is like a childhood dream, what you get to do. That's really
sweet.
Yeah,
and it's great. You know, I don't get paid for it
right,
at all, but
right.
It's super fun.
But
so
who wouldn't do that anyway?
I enjoy
you
it.
Play your own. So people call in, do they like, how do they make requests?
There are some people that call in and make requests.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a public radio station. There's a great website.
Cool.
Where you can stream online from anywhere in the world.
So how did you get into this whole subject of hairy primates in North America?
Well, I spent a lot of time in my local library as a young lad, and one day I came upon the paranormal section. I pulled out a book called Mysterious Monsters. I believe the author was Francis and Robert Jeanette, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds vaguely familiar to me.
On the cover of this book, Mysterious Monsters, there is a black silhouette of an upright ape-like creature, and that really fascinated me. So I opened the book, started flipping through the pages, and I stopped at the picture of frame 352 from the Patterson-Gimlin film.
Oh, yes.
The famous frame where Patty is giving everybody the eye.
That look, that fetching look over the shoulder.
The fetching wood ape look, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we all know so well.
Right.
So from there, I've just been doing a lot of internet research, hoping somebody would prove that this thing is real, and I did a lot of armchair Bigfooting for a long time until a couple years ago when I heard the Bigfoot Show podcast about Area X.
Yeah.
And then I met you. I discovered that you lived in the same state
that I do,
which is a wonderful coincidence. Yeah. I joined the group and I went to Area X for the first time 2 years ago, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. And actually, we're going to be talking in the first episode. We're going to be talking about an event that occurred when you and I were there at the same time and we had a visual encounter.
Yes, involving multiple wood apes.
That's right. So we'll be sharing that story, as they say, at a later date. But you've been in the group now for 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
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 How many times have you been into Oklahoma, into Area X?
In Area X, I think I've spent 5 weeks total in 2 years.
That's a long time, though.
Every single day of vacation time I've had in the past 2 years have been spent.
It's kind of how it ends up happening, you know? Because once you know it's there, and once you realize you have access to it, you utilize it, right?
Right. You know they're there.
Right.
Why go anywhere else?
Right.
Why spend your time anywhere else?
Okay, so that being said, though, the first time you went down there, you had a visual.
The first time I went down there, I did see a wood ape. And
you didn't even get out of the truck.
I didn't even get out of the truck. I didn't even get to the cabins yet, and I saw a wood ape out of the windshield of the truck.
You and another investigator named Mark McClurkin. Driving you in.
Yes.
And it was the wood ape that crossed the road, right?
It actually didn't cross the road. We rounded a corner, and it was running away from us at about 30 or 40 yards, and it was running at an insanely fast speed.
That speed, that fast.
The blurry speed.
Right.
You know that.
The thing that honestly bugs me about what happened to you is everyone has this idea that if I knew where Area X was, I could get in my car and drive down there and I would see a wood ape. And it's like, no, I tell people, chances are nothing will happen. And literally, like, you're not even out of the truck. That just blows me away.
Yeah, extremely lucky.
Of course, you were with Mark McClurkin, and he's kind of like a magnet or something. He's got pheromones. I don't know what it is about that guy. I mean, he's definitely got pheromones.
He's definitely got pheromones. Right. I've spent a week down there with him. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So we're the hosts of the new North American Wood Ape Conservancy podcast. We are not sharing the name yet. That's going to be the surprise of the first episode. We're going to do another one of these little teasers. We have one more. We'll talk about that when it comes out. But in the meantime, Brandon, thank you for sitting down and talking to me.
Sure. Very excited to get this going. Thanks, Brian.
All right.